With a mix of indie, country and folk, Toronto's Jennifer Castle brings a unique show to the Comox Valley Curling Centre on August 2. I usually say I'm a songwriter, I'm often billed as a folk musician. When I'm asked how I identify as a musician, that's usually what I say, explained Castle. Her sound has evolved over the years, from releasing introspective folk-oriented music first as Castle Music, to music that took on elements of light psychedelia and chamber pop. On her latest album, Camelot, she embraces the indie, country and folk elements she has come to be known for. With her growth and evolution, Castle has dug more into being a recording artist and not just a live performer, which also resonates in her writing style. I think I've become more sturdy as a recording artist. When I'm writing a song, I just want to do the best for the song, so I don't really think too much about what the exact genre it is. Castle takes her inspiration from several areas. When writing, I do a lot of prose writing, and that helps me determine whether this is something I want to express. That's usually where I spend my time writing and deciding what to express. While Castle can't pick out exact artists that have influenced her sound, she does know who she loves to listen to. I can never tell the difference between who inspires me and who I just love. I love Van Morrison, I think he's really interesting. I love lots of stuff. There's often something really quiet that happens when I'm writing, because I don't really listen to other music. Castle sees bringing her shows to smaller venues in smaller cities, such as Courtenay, as a way to decommodify the music industry and bring her music back to smaller, grassroots areas. I've been giving mind to how interesting the moment is to be doing a smaller tour and how special the gatherings are in small and community-based venues. I think it's such an antidote to what a lot of us are experiencing right now. She will be on a full city-based tour in the fall, as a supporting act for Destroyer, so Castle sees this tour, which winds its way from the Calgary Folk Fest through the Rockies and out to the West Coast, as a special experience. She will be working her merch table and will be able to connect with the audience on a different level. I get to talk with people and they share stories, and I've had people send me packets of seeds from their gardens after small shows I played in New Brunswick. People feel strongly about talking to one another and gathering. Whether the venue is big or small, Castle promises to entertain in a personal way. We have this incredibly filled out sound that's totally fleshed out, and it is sometimes on this really big stage, but then you squeeze it into a small venue and you are right there beside the people who are listening, and it creates such a beautiful energy. Castle is joined by Cumberland's Amy Mulloyne and the Alley Flowers and Pranatrix for her August 2 show at the Comox Valley Curling Center. Tickets are $25 and available at https://cvgbs.ticket.ca/events/30100. All ages are welcome. Doors open at 7 p.m.